There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I was on vacation. I take a one-week vacation every year. Lord knows I need it, although I basically work the whole time and I, you know, upgraded my Verizon so I could have internet and so I could text and so I could Facebook and so I could tweet and so I could poke and so I could yell at the staff and so I could yell at my husband and I could yell at my mom. And, you know, so it was really kind of a very, very exhausting sort of vacation. I talked about it earlier this week. We went to Puerto Vallarta, which is really, really, really nice. Very, very sexy part of Mexico. Very sexy. You know, very, very green, very lush. Yeah, it's kind of humid, but, you know, I'm in Vegas. You know, Vegas was getting hit by some, like, I don't know, 111 weather. So as far as I'm concerned, Puerto Vallarta was great. A lot of water. You know, we went scuba diving. We went snorkeling. We took a boat out. And the gentleman that took us snorkeling and scuba diving, the boat's name was Anis, A-N-I-S. And I was like, dude, you know, Spanish. I'm like, Dios mío. Hay un problema de esta palabra. Why? ¿Qué pasa? What happened? Like, well, it says anus. A-N-I-S. A niece. All right. If you want to say a niece, I mean, I have a niece. You know, I got a couple nieces. So, okay, yeah, but it looks like anus. And misspelled. So, you know, you either spell it correct, you know. And you know, I think he was afraid that I was making fun of him. And I'm like, I'm not making fun of you for having a body part on your boat. I mean, you don't know how many boats I see in Miami, Vaina. I'm like, really, people? Really? You know, I thought, you know, you could only use one name once. It's like copyright. But I told him, people are going to make fun of you for spelling it correctly. So I taught him how to spell anus. And I taught him that he may want to change the boat's name to something, I don't know. There's other body parts. Elbow. You can name your boat Elbow. That's a nice one, right? Because a bow of a boat. Uvula. You know, if you kind of want to get, you know, something dirty. Most people don't know what the hell a uvula is. Go with that. So, I don't know. I don't know how happy he was with me, but I got to say he was really, really good. I talked to you guys about jellyfish stings. I got stung by jellyfish. Me and my son were snorkeling while my husband and Stone, big brother, or the bigger of my two kids, were scuba diving. Oh, I was scared. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's, you know, sharks. And they're like, there's no sharks in Mexican water. And I'm like, but how do you know? You know, you're too busy misspelling the name on your boat. But, you know, Brock and I decided to go scuba diving and, or not scuba diving, snorkeling. They were like, you know, we're talking like, you know, Nemo. Remember the Nemo movie? Jellyfish, where jellyfish were all over the place? Yeah. That was some pretty scary stuff. So, we got stung. Nobody would pee on it. Hector was the guy running the boat. So I'm screaming in the middle of the water, Hector, vaya, you know, because I was like, you know, pick me up, you know, and I expected him to just, you know, kind of just, you know, pee on me right then and there. You know, I was worried because my mouth was open because I was screaming that I was stung by jellyfish. He wouldn't pee. You know, I told you guys, urine really isn't the best idea for jellyfish. You really kind of use some acetic acid or vinegar or something like that. It seems to work better because you could still have the little tentacles still stuck in your skin. Urine could make it worse. So I talked to you guys about that earlier this week. We're okay. You know, I really tried to play it up. You know, I even tried to apply for disability, but nobody would really buy that. So I still went to work. It was pretty, pretty good. All right. But anyway, so while you guys had to listen to replays, I was enjoying myself. Oh, yeah, and then I did get bloody diarrhea, which we talked about that. So this week we reviewed bloody diarrhea. We reviewed how not to get diarrhea when you go to an outside country, even though I didn't care. It was really worth it because I was constipated anyway. And so if any of you guys need to be tutorialed on that, tutelaged on that, listen to some of the replays at GCNLive.com. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently in the news, they're saying these online symptom checkers are far from accurate. Duh! Okay, I could have told you that. All right, so we'll talk about what's going on, why they're bad, and I'm going to check some of my own symptoms, and we'll see what it comes up with, okay? We'll see how bad they are. All right, next, reports that Medicare and the government are reopening death panels, I don't believe are true. Medicare has decided to pay for end-of-life counseling. That doesn't mean there's going to be death panels. Everybody could relax. We talked about that this week, and I hopefully quelled your fears. Still don't like Obamacare. I still think it completely blows, but don't worry. No death panels. I've been watching that. There's a real trend for people to have sunburn art, where what happens is I think they put like a decal. You know, something we used to put at the bottom of our showers back in the 1960s and 1970s, those big flower things. So I guess people are sticking decals on them. Then they're going out into the sun. And then, so rather than getting a tattoo, they peel off the decal later that day, and now they have a lighter tattoo decal. Yeah, I mean, it actually looks kind of pretty, but it's dangerous, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how California now is shutting off the beach showers. This drought, I live in Vegas, so we watch everything that happens to California to find out when is it going to happen to us. You know, so like, let's say Brad Pitt leaves his house on his motorcycle. We sit here in Vegas going, is Brad Pitt going to come this way? You know, because we're close enough to L.A. and Hollywood. We're about, you know, about a 3-hour and 45-minute drive if you don't have to pee, you know, from Hollywood. So anything that happens in Hollywood eventually is going to happen to Vegas. You know, like the porn industry. The porn industry had to leave L.A. because of the condom rule. So we got a lot of that. But then we're going to probably pass, I don't know, some sort of a condom rule. And then they'll go more east, like Albuquerque. I don't know. So anyway, beach showers are now being shut off as California is dealing with the drought. Oh, by the way, we're being told that Tom Selleck paid for the water he stole. He never really stole the water from the fire hydrant. He paid for it. So, you know, Tom Selleck was in some deep water based on the whole water thing. But I think he's all good. I like him. He's sexy and he's got sexy legs. But if people are not showering as they come out of the beach to wash off all those jellyfish stingers like I had to endure, what does that mean? Are we looking at a public health crisis? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jordan, who is working the dials on this beautiful July morning. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's really nice. We're kind of having a little bit of a cooler temperature week where I live. And so we're really, really enjoying it. And, I mean, we're almost talking like bikini type weather. You know, I will only, we don't go out into a bikini when it's really, really hot, you know, because we're afraid of the sun. You know, everybody's like, all right, once it gets warm, you can be out there in a bikini. No, no, you can't. Because remember, if it's too hot, you know, you're not going to be in the mood to go to Walmart or Target to go and, you know, buy some disposable razors or anything. So a lot of times, if ever you see me completely dressed at the beach, it's because it's too hot and not perfect timing. Now, I have a question to ask you guys. You know, being a doctor, I love the fact that you guys are going online and you're educating yourselves because it makes my job easier. You know, I mean, I educate you guys hour after hour each day on the radio, not to mention my patients in the office. So I have no problem with you guys going online and checking your symptoms. However, I get very nervous when that's all you do. And when you don't bring it up to me or bring it up to your medical provider, because I think a lot of these online symptom checkers could be wrong. They could be misleading. And a study has come out saying that researchers looked, they were from Harvard, and they looked at multiple symptom checkers. I guess they looked at 23 different symptom checkers, and they were based on 45 different clinical scenarios, and they found that many of them didn't agree, and they were outright wrong. They say overall the symptom checkers gave appropriate triage advice, like when to get to a doctor quickly. I noticed some of these symptom checkers now, you click something like chest pain, they say go, if you got chest pain, go to the hospital, you know, or go call your doctor immediately. So that's good. All right, but that was only 57% of the cases. Senior author Dr. Ativ Mehrotra, an associate professor of healthcare policy and medicine at Harvard Medical School, and his colleagues reported this in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal. They said their performance is not perfect by any means and should not be treated as gospel. But they could provide better information than simply Googling the internet with your symptoms. And I have to agree with that. I would rather you go to a Mayo Clinic WebMD symptom checker if you can't get into your doctor's office or the ER or the quick care than Googling somebody's blog who said, yeah, I had that and it was fine. No big deal. Use your medical marijuana and you'll be fine. I would rather you go, you know, to something that's at least, you know, coming from some sort of a medical source. But again, I can't as a doctor tell you to go and Google. I can't do that. I don't feel right about that. They said for cases when people should go to the emergency room, the symptom checkers correctly recommended that in 80% of the cases. But in comparison, previous studies suggested search engines correctly pointed to emergency medical treatment 64% of the time. What my concern is, and I think what these guys' concerns are, and I'd love to hear from you if you guys ever use these symptom checkers, and are they right? Or, oh, you know, did they almost kill you? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, is here you are with a kid, and the kid has a fever, and the kid has a stiff neck. Now, you call my office, or you call me. I mean, that's assuming the office is answering the phone like they're supposed to. All right? I'm like, okay, whoa, that could be a meningitis. What hospital do you want to go to? Let me tell the hospital, because they're going to have to put you in a isolated room. All right, we could be looking at a meningitis. Now, the speed at which I do that may be a hell of a lot faster than you, A, searching for the online symptom checker, B, typing these things in, your symptoms, C, looking at all the variety of illnesses they give you, and then you're like, wait a second, let me call my mom, okay, because my mom knows everything. Mom, what, dear? How come you never come to visit? I know, Mom, I should, you know. Mom, maybe we'll go to the movies. I'd like to go. Look, I got a question. You know, a little baby kid has a fever. A fever? Well, did you put Vicks Vaporize? You know, you see what I mean? You see how long it could take until somebody is finally saying go to the ER? So I got two symptom checkers here. We're going to check my symptoms, okay? I don't want them to know what the real problem is. Okay, so I'm going to whisper it, okay? Okay? This is going to be the symptom, okay? I got to whisper it, okay? Breast trauma. Okay, that is going to be the diagnosis that I have. That's supposed to be the correct answer. Okay, so we're looking at a woman here. Well, first you got to put your age. Okay, 22. All right, female. Okay, they want my zip code. This is WebMD. Nah, they don't need my zip code. Okay, so now they have a woman here. All right, I mean, I'm looking at her chest. You know, she's about three times less the size as me, and already I'm not seeing the accuracy of this at all. But all right, we will assume that the normal human person is not a double D. All right, so I am going to hit the area. You can hit breast. You can hit chest. Okay, so I'm going to hit the chest area. Okay? Now they say they want me to point. Is it more in the sternum or is it more where the breasts are in the chest? So I'm going to hit there. Okay? And again, they don't know. You guys know the answer, but they don't know. Okay, now they want to know symptoms that I have. Do I have any bleeding? Do I have any broken bone? Do I have any bruising, coughing, difficulty talking? I do have difficulty talking. You know, I'm having issues with my show. I've stumbled over some of my words. So, yeah, I talk a little. I have some issues. Episodes of not breathing when I sleep. Yes, I had a dream about Michael Fassbender, and my husband was like, what was wrong with you last night? You were, like, holding your breath. Yeah. Do I get heartburn? No. Lump or bulge? Yeah, I do have some lumps there, so maybe I'll do that. They say, are my lumps or bulges made worse by caffeine or by my periods? No, I think they're just made worse by the way I wear my bra because it kind of shifts the tissue. And then let me see what else. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're doing an online symptom checker of one of my medical conditions. Okay? And remember, the medical condition is breast trauma. Okay? All right. That was what happened to me. All right. But now we're doing symptom checker. Okay. So I have a lump. I'm having some trouble breathing when I sleep because I think about Michael Fassbender when I sleep. I have some difficulty talking. And am I swelling? Visible deformity. I do have a visible deformity. My breasts have never... Oh, they say if you're experiencing a new physical chest deformity, please seek prompt medical. Nah, it's always been like this. Is it both sides or one side? They both look bad to me, so I'm going to hit both. And recent injury or trauma. Ah, yes, recent injury. Finish. Okay, so possible conditions. A, they are saying I have a broken collarbone. No. B, fractured rib. C, sleep apnea. I do not have sleep apnea. D, benign lipoma. Asthma. Breast cancer. COPD. I don't even smoke. Abscess, breast cyst, emphysema, fibroadenoma, fibrocystic breast, trauma or injury, epidermal cyst, or mucopolysaccharidosis. That's it. I'm going to call my doctor and say I have mucopolysaccharidosis. Now, why? Now, remember, we can't assume I'm a doctor. Okay, we can't assume I'm a doctor with this, okay? This is supposed to be the average person. Yet I look at this and I go, I just had saccharin in my diet soda. So let's look it up. Mucopolysaccharidosis is a rare genetic disease in which a person lacks enough of a certain enzyme to grow and function normally. No wonder my breasts look so, you know, I don't know, Picasso-y. It can affect different parts of the body. There are two kinds, MPS-1, severe and attenuated. How common? 1 out of every 1,000 people. People always say I'm 1 in a million. Boom. All right, so according to WebMD, I have either a broken collarbone or mucopolysaccharidosis, even though trauma was there. Now let's try Mayo Clinic symptom checker. I'm going to put chest pain, okay? So I have that. Then is my pain achy, burning, severe, sharp, sudden, tight? I'll say they ache. Is the problem new or recent? Yeah, new or recent. Was it triggered by smoking, stress? No, I stepped on it. That doesn't give me the answer. Was it relieved by bending forward? No, because that's how I hurt my boob in the first place.
I'm good at it. So what
is it accompanied by belching? Yeah, I belch a lot. Find causes. They think I have GERD, angina, costochondritis, esophageal spasm, heartburn, or pericarditis.
Women's health, men's health.
I stepped on my boob.
Tackling all of the world's problems.
Oh, hello?
Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management.
Jordan?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, one and ladies, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I always thought more guys listened to my show than women, you know, because I usually talk about stuff. I mean, women already know all this, you know. Usually everything I talk about, like, Dahlia doesn't tell me anything new, you know, which is kind of cool. So usually mostly it's guys that listen to my show because they're like, really? You know, women have hair on their upper lip. Yeah. And then a lot of women get mad at me for revealing that. Our phone lines are up. Marcus, though, had wanted to say two things. Marcus said, the online symptom checker, did save his life. He had chest pain. He went online. It told him to go to the hospital. He did. And he does like the online symptom checker. I don't. It misdiagnosed my, I stepped on my boob. It just there right in front of you guys misdiagnosed me. So I have a problem with them, but good for you. But any chest pain, just go to the hospital anyway. Can I just say that? He has a question about Truvada. Why aren't more doctors writing Truvada? Do you guys know what that is? Truvada, this is really, really cool. In fact, it was my patients that had to tell me about Truvada. Okay, Truvada is one of the newer medications out there. I think it's the only one out there that I know that will prevent you from, not 100%, getting HIV. Okay? It will prevent you, reduce the risk of getting HIV. If you are in a relationship with somebody who could be infected with HIV. And it's a, it's been talked about a lot in the news as probably a very underutilized medication. In fact, I believe they even use it to treat HIV in conjunction with other Truvada, they've used to treat HIV with other medications. A lot of doctors don't get trained well enough in HIV medicine. I took an extra 4 weeks of infectious disease in California, in UCLA, because I wanted to get more, malaria, leptospirosis, they didn't really have staff, MRSA, to that degree at that time, and I wanted to learn about that and HIV. And 90% of the patients we took care of, actually maybe 95, had HIV, and they had nothing like this at the time. And so when it came out, it was, I was like, really? But I didn't know much about it. And the other thing that I had found when it first came out and my patients were asking me is it was very intimidating because there's all these kind of rules and regulations about what not to, ignore. So, like, for example, if you have HIV, you need to know about it. For example, if you want to go to your doctor and say, look, I want you to, put me on Truvada. Okay? Yeah, I'm a male, female. I have sex with people who could be at risk for it. I want to be protected. You first have to have a blood test to make sure you don't have HIV. Second, we have to make sure you don't have liver issues. We also have to make sure you don't have hepatitis B. You cannot take Truvada while you're on hepatitis B because it makes you worse. Okay? So, and then once you're on it, we do have to watch your liver. Okay? And according to the Truvada website, you still need an HIV test. Every 3 months at least. It says at least. They are recommending. It says you have to stay HIV negative. You have to know your HIV status of you and your partners. You have to get tested at least every 3 months for HIV-1. And if you think you were exposed, you need to tell your healthcare provider right away. So the problem that I'm running into, that I'm seeing in my practice, is many of the people that want it, they're willing to do the initial blood work, but they aren't coming in for their regular checks. Now, I hear that some doctors will let you slide to maybe an every 6 month check, but I was taught, oh, hell no. You need to also keep an eye on their liver. So here we are, with a medication that looks really, really good. But if the doctors are feeling or medical providers are feeling a little intimidated because their patient population may not come in and be screened, they're not supposed to write it and keep you on a medicine unwatched. And so to answer your question, I agree. More doctors should write it. More doctors should be aware of it. More should be taught about it and educated on it. But I think patients need to be educated as well, because I can't tell you how many of my patients I tell, look, now remember, you got to come back in 3 months, and then they get mad when I don't refill their medication. But I also don't want them to stop it right away either. So you have to have a population base. Now, one of you about a month or two ago, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think you're in Wisconsin. I forget exactly which state you were in, but you moved, and I forget which city, and you couldn't find a doctor that would write you insulin. You were diabetic, on insulin. And you asked me, why don't all doctors practice roughly the same medicine, primary care provider, etc.? Why would a doctor not write insulin? Well, you know, when we're in training, trust me, we get a lot of insulin training. Man, I actually kind of liked it because I like math, you know, so I thought it was pretty damn cool. And so I thought it was really, really fascinating how to manage somebody's diabetes, because I love the idea of there being, you know, a cause and effect. All right, so you're eating like crap. All right, you know, you're trying to stick to the diet. You can't stick to the diet. You have a little issue. Fine. What we're going to do then is we're going to then titrate up. I think it's cool. I'm a big fan of insulin. Okay, but I opened up my practice about 15 years ago, and I start to see patients who are not the most compliant. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, when are you coming back in for your hemoglobin A1C? You know, when are you coming in for your refills? You know, and then I start getting calls in the middle of the night. I forgot to shake up the medicine, and I took this amount. Is that okay? I don't think I want to be on insulin anymore, so I stopped it for a week. And I noticed it was very, very difficult to manage some of your patients. Okay, your really good patients, you know, on the insulin pump that later came out, and you know, people rigidly looking at their sugars and watching them, those are great, those are easy. But when you have a patient that likes to get drunk, and they break their bottle of insulin, or they forget to, you know, you're like, okay, I got to help you more than I could help you. And so we try to get a team involved. We try to get a dietitian. We try to get an endocrinologist, etc. And I like the team approach to diabetes, because diabetes is a major disease. All right. And your sugar, blood sugar, is only one part of your diabetes management. You need your heart checked. You need your eyes checked, etc. And when I was at UCLA studying at Jules Stein for my ophthalmology rotation, you had people coming in blind. I told you about that one Mexican woman who didn't speak English, and she came in blind in one eye. And she was really, really upset, and I heard the other residents joking about how, and inappropriately, oh, you know, these Mexicans are just eating, you know, their tortillas, and their, you know, no wonder she goes blind. And I'm like, hold the phone here, hold the phone. So I asked her in Spanish, you know, when you were told you were diabetic, what did they say to do and avoid or whatever? And she said, no dulces, no sweets. So they just told her no sweets. Nobody told her no pan, no tortillas, no pasta, no arroz, nothing. Nobody told her about rice and pasta and all that other stuff. Nobody told her about exercise. Nobody told her about management. Because, again, you know, there was the language barrier, which is changing now. You know, where we have more bilingual people, you know, working in these hospitals, and we're trying to encourage, you know, immigrants to learn English, and, you know, we're trying to, you know, teach our American students to learn Spanish, etc. But, you know, education is a big part of it. So years ago, would say, all right, you're diabetic, cut your grapes. My great-grandfather was told to eat no more than 10 grapes a day. That was what he was told. They didn't understand a lot of the starches and the metabolism, etc. And so, you know, a lot of these diseases require a lot of activity based on the patient. And a follow-up email I got was one of my patients was discharged from an endocrinologist here in town because they weren't following up. And they're like, why am I getting fired? I don't have money to go to the doctor. Well, because the, you know, disease such as that, and as deadly such as that, I'm not saying it was right for you to be fired by that doctor, but if that doctor doesn't think they can manage you because they don't see you enough, they're not going to have you a part of their practice many times. So you guys are running into a lot of issues because, one, your insurance is high, very expensive like mine is, the deductible is high, so every time...
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney's spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Isn't there a new Mission Impossible movie coming out? I don't know. I need to see Ted. I still haven't seen Ted. So that's that. Yeah, I'm not seeing no other movie until I get Ted done. That I have to see, especially with Tom Brady. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. All right, California, starting next week, you cannot take a shower as you come out of the beach to wash off all the sand, which is really frustrating because whenever I go to the beach with the kids, you know, they get, you know, sand and dirt all in the car, and I'm like, no, wash it off. We spend more time at the shower area than we do, you know, I got soap and I got my rubber ducky, I got the back, you know, scratcher cleaner thingy, back brush. But anyway, I guess the most populous U.S. state is in its fourth year of catastrophic drought, and it's caused billions to its agricultural sector and promised first every mandatory cutback in urban water use. Governor Jerry Brown declared the drought an emergency back in 2014, ordered residents and businesses in April to cut water use by 25%. I told you guys to kind of flush the toilet 3/4 of the way so you guys are in compliance when you go and visit. And visitors to the state beaches use about 1.2 gallons of water per day at outdoor rinse stations for a total of 18 million gallons of water annually. To remove salt and sand without the outdoor rinsing stations, the state is suggesting that beachgoers bring a towel or brush to wipe themselves down. The state also suggests bringing water from home. Okay, so you know why? Okay, because you get charged. They could watch you from your house consumption. So you fill up at home, you bring it to the beach, and then, yeah, you see, oh, hell no. No, I'm too smart for that. And I'm sorry, you know, in April, administrators, okay, we already talked about that, massive prison system and outdoor showers and prison yards are also going to be eliminated to conserve water. The California Department of Corrections and Rehab that run the prison said it would limit inmates thrice weekly showers to 5 minutes. I take 2-3 showers a day. Now, they're quick. They're a few minutes, but in the morning, I take a shower. Right, to wake up. When I come home from work, I always take a shower when I come home from work because it prevents me from getting sick. I don't know if it's just superstition or if it's because I'm flushing things out of my respiratory tree, but I take a shower right after work, and then I take a little mini hot shower before I go to bed because it relaxes the muscles and it helps me sleep so I don't need to take Ambien. So I take three. I am so scared to death. My husband's scared to death. You know, he put in the fake grass. We built a very tiny pool. You know, we don't flush the toilet when it's yellow and mellow. That's why when people come over to our house, like, why, you know, are your toilets backed up? We're like, yeah. You know, we just tell them that because, you know, we're trying to save water. Why? So I get my showers in. I need my showers. Okay. All right. Where are we now? Inmates who work in prison kitchens and medical clinics are allowed to shower more frequently. Okay, so those are the new rules. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you know, when is this drought over? And thank you for asking me, a family doc, on drought advice, because I really dig the whole meteorological weather type aspect of my show when I get to talk about the weather. And I guess El Nino is supposed to be a helping factor this year, where there's supposed to be a lot of rain coming in. Now, a source I believe this morning said, nah, it's not going to be enough to help, you know, the drought, you know, completely or to resolve many of the drought's issues. I figured that. But it may provide some relief because we have had some dry conditions. Also because things are getting warmer, you know, you're not getting a lot of snowpack. Last year when I was up in Lake Tahoe, it was kind of brown. It's supposed to be white. Lake Tahoe is supposed to have a lot of snow, and that was like in the dead of winter in January. So, you know, you're not getting snowpack, you're not getting, even though most of Vegas is snow, where I live comes from the Rockies, still, you want to know that your surrounding areas are getting plenty of water. And the warmer it is, you have more evaporation, and, you know, okay, so that's what, that I know. See, you guys didn't know I'm a weather expert. Okay, I'm not done, I got more. Okay, there's a new study that claims that we're going to have another ice age. Did you guys hear that? They say the scientists warn that the sun is going to go to sleep. The sun has some sort of a big union break coming up soon. So it's gonna take that break. And they say this is supposed to happen in 2030, and temperatures are supposed to plummet. Now, how old am I going to be? Whenever something like this happens, you're like, an asteroid's going to hit you. You're like, okay, am I going to be alive? I know I got kids and I got cats. My cat's gonna outlive me. He's just one stubborn. I hope he does, you know? Let me see. 2030, what year is it now? 2015, I'm gonna be 15 years older. I'll be 44. Alright. God willing, I'll be around. Okay. So, they say here that the Earth is gonna be headed to a mini ice age. The new study claims to have cracked predicting solar cycles and says between 2030 and 2030, solar cycles will cancel each other's out. It'll lead to a new phenomenon called the Maunder Minimum, which was previously known as the Mini Ice Age that hit between 1646 and 1776. Did you guys know that? Or 1715, I'm sorry, 1715. The new model of the sun solar cycle is producing unprecedentedly accurate predictions of irregularities. Whew! Gosh, that's a lot of syllables. Within the sun's 11-year heartbeat. Did you know the sun had 11-year heartbeat? It draws on dynamo effects, dynamite. This must have been all, like, figured out in the 70s. Effects in two layers of the sun, one close to the surface and one deep within its convection zone. Predictions from the model suggest that solar activity will fall by 60% during the 2030s to conditions last seen during the mini ice age that began in 1645. And so how cold are we looking? I mean, I think we'll still all be alive. I think we'll still be okay. I just think that it's going to be a little cold. And that's my take on this story. Look, somebody's got to give you the news, even if they don't understand it, okay? We're not supposed to be experts in weather. All right. Mother was kept from her two-day-old baby because doctors refused to believe it was her child. Yeah, my kids did not look like me when they were born. They hardly had any hair, you know, and they were, like, quiet. You know, so I was like, that's my baby. And they're like, nope, that can't be. No, that's my baby right there. No, that baby has some sort of skin color to it, you know, because you're white, and that baby has some sort of melanin, and the baby's quiet and not googly-eyed. I go, look, I you know, it's got to be Dad's genes, but trust me, that's my baby. So I had a little bit of that issue, too. Apparently, a British woman was separated from a newborn child after Spanish doctors doubted that she was the mother. Dental nurse Stacy Cottle, she lives in London, has been reunited with her daughter, Anzalika, after a DNA had to be proven that she was the mom. But for 3 weeks, she was only allowed to be with the baby for limited periods under supervision. Is that scary? Apparently, she went to Malaga in Spain in June to help her mother find a home to rent. She went into labor early, and the child was born in her mom's apartment. 2 days later, she went to a local hospital for a checkup, and the doctors were like, I don't know if that's your baby. And they contacted the police. This is weird. I've never heard of this happen. A judge then turned around and said, well, can we do some DNA tests? And DNA tests take a while. So Anzalika was kept in a neonatal unit. She got to stay in a maternity ward and then, you know, got these, you know, small visits. And so she thinks maybe there was a race issue. She doesn't know, but, you know, she said she was called a criminal by staff and patients. That's, you know, I wonder what staff must go through where they're being bombarded all the time saying, look, you need to report this. You need to protect your patients. You need to do this. So I get that. And then to be falsely accused, you guys heard of that woman in Walmart where they were developing pictures and some of the pictures on the memory stick were little bathtub photos of the girls in the bathtub and all kind of hugging on the towel when they were getting dried off. And the Walmart worker called the police. And there was all this, you know, these issues, and then now they're being sued. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Take care.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.